Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Salve, sono Miriam Meloni.
Hi, my name is Miriam Meloni and I would like to introduce the exhibition Nelle giornate chiare si vede l'Europa, or Can you see Europe on a clear day? The work stems from this year's European Photography Commission with the theme Europe Matters. Specifically, I was proposed to work on the so-called Erasmus children. Officially, I am one of them. I was given the chance to travel. I went to university, then Erasmus in Spain, a second Erasmus for my thesis in Paris, and a master's in Barcelona. My generation is the fruit of an era that wants us to be flexible and on the move. Starting with the Schengen Treaty signed in the 1980s to create an imaginary closeness between peoples, it was decided to encourage the movement of people within the European community, and movement became a key element of the construction of European identity. But what are we talking about when we try to define European identity? Does a European identity exist? But above all, if it exists, who builds it? Is it the institutions from above, or is it us in our daily actions? In the myth of Ovid's Metamorphoses, Europa is a woman abducted by a god in the guise of a bull and treacherously taken off to a distant land. An encounter between East and West, Europa is the mother and our civilization is the offspring. Painters and artists of all ages, from Titian to Guido Reni, from Botero to Rembrandt, have portrayed the myth of this young girl, sometimes distressed, sometimes bewildered, sometimes excited as she was being dragged towards an uncertain future. The act of abduction thus becomes a metaphor for migration, arrival and foundation. Each thing becoming another by the virtue, by the nature of its movement. I looked around me in the city where I live today, Tangier in Morocco. Since the era of international Tangier, when the colonized city was ruled by various European states and populated by foreigners, there have been generations of Europeans in Tangier spending a period or lifetime in this Mediterranean city facing Europe. I thus turned my gaze to women, those who have crossed European borders, women who, like me, have had the choice between a myriad of possibilities provided by privilege, that of study, work, and freedom of movement. Portrayed before the Bar Mediterranean, an ambivalent symbol of distance and a connection with privilege, they made an instrument of openness, of knowledge, of confrontation with the other, with another that already does not appear so distant. Bearers of overseas values, over the years, each of them has built their own physical and mental geography. They have established unique relationships with different places, peoples, and cultures. And today they share a geographical space and above all, a choice of life. Together they represent a chorus of possible relationships with otherness, and chorally their voices are an invitation to encounter. Their portraits and stories explore the outcomes of movement, its ability to influence the formation of individual identities, and its role in creating a European identity that today perhaps only makes sense if we are able to imagine it as flexible and multifaceted. I invite you to sift through the images, the faces, the paths traced by the maps, and to stop and think about the central work of this exhibition, a painting by Guido Reni revisited. What kind of Europe are we today? But above all, what kind of Europe do we want to be?
Oggi, che Europa siamo? Ma soprattutto, che Europa vogliamo essere?